This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8, 2014. On May 19th, about 9 weeks later, a leaked video was published to YouTube by a third party who claimed to have received it on March 12th. The video shows what appears to be a jet airliner on fire, being trailed by three spiraling orbs. Eventually, the three orbs change to a vertical pattern and disappear in a flash with the airliner, leaving a dead-end trail of smoke in the sky. A month later, on June 12th, a second video was published to the same channel that showed the exact same event taken from a different viewpoint. These videos have been deleted from YouTube, but can still be found on archive.org. Ashton Forbes and his team have been researching these videos extensively and have provided exhaustive evidence that these videos are legitimate, including digital forensics verified by CGI professionals, eyewitnesses, and government data. Forbes and his team have successfully addressed all debunker claims and have listed them for all to see on X.com at Just X Ashton. So far, nobody has been able to debunk this research. Their research shows that the first leaked video was taken from a pair of American Signals Intelligence satellites known as USA-229, twin satellites capable of creating 3D stereoscopic images by capturing two slightly different views. The twin USA-229 satellites are logged at the exact location, time, and apparent angle required to have captured this video. This event occurred at around 2:30 in the morning. It was completely dark. The wavelengths captured by these cameras are for detail, and the stereoscopic effect allows for added depth perception. The source of the second video has been identified as an MQ-1C Gray Eagle unmanned combat drone with infrared and thermal technology. This video focuses on the heat signature. And the man responsible for leaking these videos seems to be Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn. He was accused of being a spy, but court transcripts prove that this was just spin. The details of his crimes, including the time they happened, are redacted. But it came out in the trial that the classified information in question was published on the internet, and Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn had full security clearance to the same technology used to capture these videos. Using Inmarsat satellite ping data and military radar to track its path, and eyewitness testimony to verify it, Forbes put together the final flight path of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. On March 7th, at 16:42 UTC, Flight 370 takes off from Kuala Lumpur International Airport. At 17:21, the plane abruptly turns back towards the nearest airport in Penang. A witness on an oil rig reported that the plane was on fire. Several witnesses along the East Coast reported hearing a loud bang and seeing a glow coming from the plane as it passed overhead. At 17:52, the co-pilot's mobile phone pings the local tower. At 18:40, an eyewitness on a boat reported that the plane was glowing orange and appeared on fire. The Inmarsat ping data shows the same sharp left turn that we see in the videos, and then abruptly goes to zero as the plane disappears. The CCP released Chinese satellite images that appear to be three orbs. They first claimed it was debris and later said that releasing the image was a mistake. According to Chinese media, 19 families have signed a statement claiming they made calls that connected to missing passengers after the disappearance, but without an answer. Some people are saying this was alien UFOs saving a plane from crashing, but this doesn't explain the fact that three different advanced U.S. military surveillance cameras captured this one event. 23 of the passengers on board were related to Freescale Semiconductors, a field leading the development of superconductor technology, which is what this appears to be, some type of superconductor targeting system for teleportation, which is reminiscent of what the Nazis were doing with their highly classified Die Glock project. Luminous objects like this were first reported in May of 1940 as Germany invaded Belgium. And by 1942, several people began reporting them, starting in the skies over Germany.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to get coming up later in the hour into the huge global awakening and patriots winning elections all over the world. But I want to get into the military geopolitical news right now because this is such a big deal. Probably should have led the whole show tonight with it, but here we are into hour two. We're covering it right now. So, anybody that even pays attention knows what happened with Ukraine. And I've never been to Russia. I'm not a Russophile, but I'm not a Russophobe. And I know what happened. And I know they made a deal at the end of the Soviet Union for it to collapse, that they would not expand into NATO, and NATO would not expand into them. Then in Ukraine in 2000, and what was it, 2012 or whatever, they overthrew repeated governments that were not anti-Russian. And then 9 years ago, they had a huge coup and killed thousands of police and military and blew up the Capitol. And George Soros went on national television, I played this probably 50 times, on Fareed Zakaria 8 years ago, right after it happened, about a year after it happened, and said, well, they're calling me the Tsar of Russia now. I'm going to defeat Russia. I'm going to overthrow it. Meaning he was trying to have a coup in Russia and trying to stir Russia up into a confrontation. And they bragged now, we got $5 billion of State Department money to overthrow the Ukrainian government. And Russia is more than 50% pure Russian. Russia was founded there 1,000 years ago. There's been major battles there in World War II. You saw a few months ago that the famous Nazi SS officer did a standing ovation with Zelensky, and they said he fought the Russians in World War II. Well, who fought the Russians in World War II? The Nazis. And so when Putin says we're fighting the Nazis and the Azov battalions, that was true. It's a fact. It's not like I'm for Putin or against Putin. It's just I'm for truth. And so I'm looking at that and saying, okay, that's true. And so you've got areas in eastern Ukraine that are 99% Russian. And as you go further west towards Poland and the rest of it, it's more like 50% Russian. But it's mainly Russian, 70% or so. Ukrainian is Russian, but kind of like it's Texas speech versus New York speech. There's little differences. It's like Mexicans that live next to Texas, they speak Spanglish. Instead of Castilian, they speak in Spain. But it's Russian. And so NATO and the U.S., our hijacked government, the same ones that dissolved our borders, they're shipping fentanyl in, they're trying to cut our sons, they're not trying, they're succeeding, cut our sons' penises off. That same group has been shelling and attacking eastern Ukraine and southern Ukraine. And so 5 years ago, Vladimir Putin said, screw this, and came into their only deep water port in the Black Sea and took it over in southern Ukraine. is now this major war zone, this major proxy war, this hybrid war. And so now we know, we knew it back at the time, Putin went in, he said, I don't want the whole country, I just want these areas, I want you to agree to disband your military attacks, and we will leave. They didn't do that. And our own media denied that that was what Putin wanted, and that that was Putin's objective, even though it was the public objective. Well, now Kiev's top member of parliament, who is the head of Zelensky's party, says Ukraine conflict could have ended in the spring of 2022. We have a video of it, but it's in Russian/Ukrainian. I'm not going to play it here, but we'll show you B-roll. And he's admitted this in other big events. Why are they suddenly admitting what was admitted almost 2 years ago? Because they're getting ready to get rid of Zelensky. They've pumped hundreds of billions in. The Russians have lost hundreds of thousands. The Ukrainians have lost hundreds of thousands. But Russia has effectively, like Colonel McGregor predicted, won this war. And this is the biggest war that the West has fought since World War II. The Iran-Iraq war killed over 1 million on both sides. So that's the biggest war really since World War II, is the Iran-Iraq war. But for Western wars, this is the biggest war since World War II. We lost 58,000 Americans in Vietnam. The estimates vary up to 1 million on the Vietnamese side, but you can debate this all day. The point is, this is a big war. This is a full war. This is leading to a larger, full World War III scenario. So why has the head of Zelensky's party come out and said, we could have ended this and we should end it? Because the State Department's telling Zelensky, all right, we lost, go ahead and quit. Europe's not getting its gas. Biden thought blowing up the pipeline would make the Russians give up. They're making record money selling their stuff to India and China. They're fossil fuels. But this is all about the newest thing. You know, oh, it's COVID, and then it's global warming, and now it's Israel and Hamas, and they just move on to the next thing. So we should be asking ourselves, what is the next thing going to be? Stock market crashes, power outages they blame on Trump supporters. They're already pre-programming that. I don't know what they're going to pull. I know what cards they've got. Yeah, like 6 or 8 cards in their hand. And they're going to play them. So that's the whole point of this broadcast is, this isn't some football game where the game ends, doesn't matter who won. This is for everything. The end of a global debt bubble, a new world order, central bank digital currencies, it's all here. New lockdowns ready. They're pushing right now. Cover it in detail tomorrow on the Monday show. Putin says he's ready to end war as fighting with Ukraine is tragedy. Drudge Report, run by the Democratic Party now, said Putin blinks. No, Putin's won the war. He doesn't want to kill more Russians or more Ukrainians. He wants a deal that Ukraine's not going to join NATO, the same thing he's been asking for 9 years. So I want to play you a video that Tucker Carlson talked about in a big speech he gave last week. And this video is so poignant and so powerful. You notice if you look at the epaulets on their uniforms, if you look at the uniforms, they're privates. And the average age of these men is probably 60 years old. Some look like they're 70. Some look like they're 45 or 50. And they've got this Ukrainian dancer singing to them what heroes they are. All right, they're Ukrainians. They've been ordered up. They're there. And look at them. They know they're dead men walking for a fraud. They know their families will be put in prison. They know they'll be put in jail. They know if they don't go join this meat grinder that this is going to happen. So this is Zelensky, the cokehead, gay prostitute. That's what he is. Totally compromised. Is siphoning off money from the war effort, money laundering. And then this woman comes out and sings to them about how great they are with a siren song of their death and their destruction. We're going to come back from break. We're going to play this clip. But what I'm going from memory. What's the population of Ukraine? 36 million? Look it up. I'm going from memory. Let me test my memory. Russia's 260 million. Look up both. I'm going from memory. Russia's 200 plus million. They're 30 million, roughly. and they're up against one of the biggest militaries in the world, funded by NATO, and they're getting destroyed everywhere. And Putin said 2 years ago, I didn't know if it was right. He said, we're going to set this line up. We're going to call them in. We're going to kill them all. He said, we're going to set up a line with NATO, and we're ready for the sacrifice, just like we fought Hitler. Bring them on. We're going to kill every one of them. They will all burn. All right, so I guess if you add some of the satellites, Russia's 200-something million, but it's 144 million. And then what's the population of Ukraine? 36 million. So I got that number right. I think if you add the old quasi-satellites, it's 200-something million. But the point is that you've got this going on, and they lied to you. Also, U.S. defense contractors can make hundreds of billions of dollars. They lied and said they could win, but now they know they're not winning. And it's the same thing with everything they sell, everything they do. It's a lie. It's all a fraud. They say, suck it up and accept the fentanyl. Suck it up and accept the inflation. Suck it up and accept the open borders. Suck it up and accept the wars. Suck it up and take the refugees. How about you suck it up and hang for the end of a rope?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So imagine the CIA that's literally running the transgender movement, target promoting pedophilia, Satanism, all the major corporate media, hijacked, government's gone, backing Xi Jinping against America. Imagine they know the Russians have multi-million man armies, and they know Ukraine is 36 million people, and they know they've overthrown the government, and they know they're attacking the Russian population in eastern Ukraine with the artillery every day for years and pissing Putin off to sneak him into a trap. And Putin says, I'm not going to take the whole country. I'm just going to set up a line here and destroy your troops. And I said, well, Putin's walking into a trap, which it was a trap for hundreds of thousands. Some estimates are 400,000. Low estimates, 200,000. Russia admits hundreds of thousands of dead Russians, okay? Which is nothing compared to fighting Hitler. 27 million is a high estimate, 25 is a low. It was like a third of the population. So nobody's ever lost more troops in a war than the Russians. Second is the Germans. And again, both my grandfathers were in World War II. I'm not taking away from that and the 300,000 death on the U.S. side. But we were a bystander to World War II. It was the Russians and the Germans in toe-to-toe slaughtering each other. Just absolute wholesale mass death. Absolutely insane. And so then the remnants of those Nazis, because Ukraine was one of the main battlegrounds, Ukraine and Poland is where the main battles went on in Western Russia. Look at the history of it. Putin goes in, and now almost 2 years later, they've just annihilated the NATO forces, annihilated everything they're going to send in. And that's what Putin said. He said, just bring your weapons, we're going to burn them. Just bring it all here. Let's get this over with now. We're going to burn it all. So they actually walked into Putin's trap. And I can say in the final equation, Putin set the trap. He did it. And Napoleon Bonaparte and Hitler both got defeated in Russia. NATO just got defeated in Russia. Here's the problem. NATO already blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and did a bunch of other crazy crap. They may give nuclear weapons to Kiev. They're that crazy. But most of smart money, including Henry Kissinger, is against ending this now. That's why they've segued over into Israel and the Middle East trying to get a war going with Iran, because they want distractions from the big global financial bubble that's imploding. They want to blame whatever's about to come on that. But here's the video with audio from just last week of privates. Now, you think of a private as like an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, wet behind the ears. No, these are old men, average age 60. And they got a woman singing to them about how great they are about to march off and die. Watch the video closely. Does it look like they're buying it? Here it is. So you got 36 million Russians. That's Ukrainians. They're Russians. In fact, they're like the original pedigree of the Russians. They're like, you could say, oh, those are the real Russians. You got the Russians fighting hundreds of millions of Russians, and they're like, they got some woman dancing and singing them a song how great they are, and they know, we're just here so Zelensky can snort more cocaine, and so NATO can think they're beating Russia. But Russia's gotten stronger. Russia's making more money, more oil, more gas, making all these deals. But, of course, at the higher level, the globalists know that. Just like they got Israel to stand down and let the Hamas attack happen. And then they had the media allow all the horrible stuff Israel did out on purpose to set Israel up as well. Any idiot can see that. But not the delusional people running Israel, not the Ukrainian leadership. I predict Zelensky's going to end up dead or in prison. 90% chance. 10% chance he runs off to some other country, like the U.S., Miami or something. He's already bought a big palace there. But he's done. So, the globalists have lost the propaganda war with Israel, because that's part of a larger plan, though. They've lost the war with Russia. What are they going to pull next? And in my experience, when the New World Order loses, what do? They double down. Yeah, just keep, blow up the video. Just show these men, average age, 60 plus years old. They've literally killed almost all the young men. And then they go and conscript like video game players, like 18-year-olds. So now they've gone and gotten all the veterans who are like, okay, I'm not going to not follow an order. I'm going to go fight the Russians. And they know they're being fed directly into a meat grinder so that every artillery shell and every Javelin missile that is shipped in there by NATO, Zelensky and Biden and the rest of them get a cut of that. They're cannon fodder, food for cannons. They know Russia won. And they're sitting there going, well, I got grandkids and I own a business here and I'm going to go get killed for them and at least my wife and grandkids and everybody will still have the business. Literally, because they've got a news article. Well, I know I'm going to die, but they'll take our family business if we don't do this. So these are real men, actually. Put them up. They didn't run away like a million plus Ukrainian men to the West. A million plus is in the news have run to Europe or the U.S. These guys are like, all right, we'll follow the orders. We're going to go die next week into a Russian military trap so Zelensky can dance around in a leather outfit and high heels and play the piano with his penis. It's always nothing against gay people, but like we've got to die so a dude can play a piano with his penis. We've got to die so that Chucky Schumer can feel powerful, and so that Blinken, the Secretary of State, can go and like sit around a table and feel powerful. I'll never forget the New York Times article, which I don't believe the New York Times, but it was in a bunch of articles, and I told somebody that was there. One of the top neocons, his name will pop in my head in a minute, Richard Perle, in like 2004, so a year into the Iraq war, just killed another million Iraqis of starvation and war. And he walked up to some hot reporter and said, you know, and he's 500 pounds, huge black circles around his eyes. He thought it would impress a woman to say to her, he goes, you know, I kill a lot of people. You can read the article. He goes, I kill a lot of people. That was back when the New York Times was totally controlled. He goes, you know, I kill a lot of people. I'm powerful. I command troops that have killed millions. And the woman began to basically become sick. Imagine how disconnected pull up Richard Perle's photo. Is he even alive still? Pull up Richard Perle's photo. Imagine a man so disconnected, probably never even had sex with a woman, that he walks over at a cocktail party to the Washington Post, New York Times, and says, you know, I've killed a lot of people. Dude, you can't wipe your fat, disgusting ass. You think women want a person that's killed a bunch of people? Women want somebody that's protected people, not somebody that brags about how they've killed people. And that's the disconnect to the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, is these people are degenerate scum. They are trash. They are the ultimate filth. They are cowards. But let me tell you what's worse, being us under their control. I'm sick of them ruling us. I'm sick of them in control of our destiny. And I'm sick of them all. Look at that. Look at Richard Perle bragging to women how many men he's killed. You didn't kill anybody, you weak piece of filth.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Recognized as the number one enemy of the New World Order. Recognized as the most effective, the most accurate. Our guest, our crew, myself, the listeners, we have done it! We're putting up a real fight against tyranny. We don't have the backing of the big banks. We don't have the backing of the UN or Klaus Schwab. We got the backing of we the people. And we are fighting back. And I am so proud to be associated with all of you. We're an American back. We're an American band. We're taking our republic back. And once we take it back, it'll be a light of liberty again to the world. Yeah! Woo! Four young Chiquitas in Omaha! We're part of the human future. We're part of a pro-human world. We want prosperity and freedom and justice and competition. We want it all. Everything God promised us. We're coming to your town. And anybody that attacks the Republic will go after them. Know that. And you just saw members of Congress earlier, Senator Josh Hawley and others, said the number one enemy of America, and Senator Kennedy, all of them, is the globalists, is the FBI, the people running our country. I'm not at war with the FBI. That's another bureaucracy. But you made yourselves enemies, the American people. You followed a Marxist-Leninist agenda to say you want to fight with us. We're not going to go blow something up. But we're going to destroy your lies. And we're going to discredit you all the way, and we're going to win. All right, folks. Let me get into the New World Order section of tonight's broadcast. And, you know, I should have got this earlier because the time we've got left, we got some big interviews coming up Sunday night live, 6 p.m. Central, in just like 23 minutes from now. I mean, man, these clips are incredible. In fact, I'm mad at myself because I already know all this. And most of you know more than I do. A lot of you know as much as I do. Some of you don't know as much as I do. But I'm sitting here, and I mean, I'm reading what comes out of the Club of Rome, the UN, the Davos Group. And I mean, it's just like fantastic evil. Humanity's over. It's the end of humans. We're going to euthanize everybody. I mean, this is the sickest crap I've ever heard. And I got to sit here and have a debate with you about whether it's going on or not. These people run the show. And I'm tired of them running the show. I want to roll up my sleeves and stop this. Because, look, we're going to have problems in the future. But I could deal with a boss hog that just wants to be the top dog. I would still oppose boss hog. But if boss hog was promoting freedom and families and money and success, he just wanted to be in charge and was screwing folks over to get it, I'd be like, oh, I'll oppose him, but I'm not going to risk my life to beat boss hog. Hey, let's come in with the Waylon Jennings, Dukes of Hazzard intro. Let's play the whole song next segment. But what I'm getting at here is this thing's anti-human. This thing is a corporate takeover to turn us into like lab rats or factory farm creatures in their own words. So I fundamentally love my ancestors, and I fundamentally love my family, and I fundamentally love our progeny and our future. I'm on Team Humanity, baby. And I'm like, man, you have fundamentally pissed me off. You have fundamentally driven me to insane levels. And I look at Russia, where they're outlawing transgenderism, where they're promoting having more kids, where they're promoting Christianity. You say, oh, that's fake. They've already been sucked down for 80 years in the communist belly. And they somehow crawled back out of it, out the ass end. And then you want to sit there and look at them and say, they're the enemy. Does Russia own Hollywood? No, China and the globalists do. And let me tell you, China's the big problem. Because it's a creation of the New World Order. But the thing that gave birth to Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping is 10 times worse. So let's be clear. China is a secondary enemy compared to the bureaucracy and the pedophile deep state that runs our government. that is so divorced from reality and so nihilistic that they want a 15-front war with everybody in the world because they have a right to rule over everybody. And they don't. So I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got like over 10 clips of them announcing world government, cashless society, control every aspect of your life last week. Just right here. Tony Blair, UN, world government, total control, everything you did. I mean, just absolute declaration of war against humanity right here. I was going to ask folks, do you really like getting raped? You really like being a slave? You really like bending over these people? Because I sure don't. And I'm sad for all the dead Ukrainians and all the dead Russians. But I'm really glad to see people stand up against Klaus Schwab and NATO, aren't you? Let's just be honest about that. I just wish Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Benjamin Netanyahu's sons were out front on the front lines. I love Netanyahu's son criticizing the Israeli military, going into that Hamas hellhole, whether side you're for. That you got balls going into that. He's in Miami sitting there on a pink pillow talking crap about the Israeli military. Imagine you've never been in the military, you've never done anything, and you're going to criticize your own military your dad runs and say they should do a better job when you can't even find your ass with both hands. And I'm all on some jagged Netanyahu. I'm saying what your son's saying is a load of horse manure. All right, I said I'd get to it. We got to go. Skip the break. We'll have more time. So I'll try to get to a bunch of these clips then. I mean, it's nauseating to watch. Here's my problem. It's like a dog to vomit. I've already watched all this repeatedly. And so I realized, I've psychoanalyzed myself. Why do I not want to play these clips? Why do I not want to cover these articles? Because I've already read it 4 or 5 times. I've already watched it 3 or 4 times. And it's so disgusting to listen to Tony Blair. To listen to Klaus Schwab. But we got, or Yuval Noah Harari. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, humans are dead. Humans are over. Just lay down and die. It's told in the stars. It's the way it is. Shut up! Stop telling me my destiny, you sack of crap. In fact, a sack of crap can fertilize fields. That's too good for you. You're not a cockroach. You're not a sack of feces. You are poison. You are garbage. You're the enemy. And because you project the fact that you know you're a sack of garbage, you know you're a failure, you know you don't have vision or scientific understanding or a destiny for humanity, and you crap all over us, and we're supposed to take it. And I'm not going to take you anymore. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you anymore. Damn you to hell! With my last breath, I spit at you. With every ounce of will I've got, I damn you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic ion on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what has happened to this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increase the size of government, take over of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024, the WHO, are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. But people have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
All right, let's play the great new American researcher and writer, Alex Newman, exposing the literal murderers that killed 20 million people so far with their shots. People say, why is Jones so crazed? Because I'm risking my life, because I know how real it is. I am pained by this. I know they did it. I know it's expanding. I know their plan. I'll expose it tomorrow on the main show. That's a normal response. Be murdered. So to quote Joe Biden, whispering at you. Kind of sigh whether you roll over and die. Here it is.
Joe Biden's White House put out an executive order last year saying that the administration puts the highest urgency on creating, deploying, and using a central bank digital currency. And, of course, the Federal Reserve has been working on this. It's all being coordinated by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. They've been working on this for years and years now. So the FedNow system that's being rolled out at the end of the month, that's one of the major components in the architecture of the CBDCs. But where this is eventually going, Allison, is they want to completely eliminate cash and have everybody use CBDC so that everything can be tracked, everything can be controlled, and as the individual at the Summer Davos put it, these currencies can be programmable so that if you've already exceeded your carbon footprint, say, you won't be allowed to buy another steak or buy an airplane ticket or put gasoline in your car or maybe even heat your home. It's hard to overstate the danger of this. I mean, this is the most Orwellian tool for tyranny. And then when you combine it with the digital IDs, when you combine it with the surveillance, with the artificial intelligence that is now being developed, you realize they're building actually a prison planet, and we are the prisoners.
Yeah, we absolutely are. It's just so scary, and I can't even believe this is the world we're living in, but I'm so grateful that you're speaking out about this and so many others, too, to spread awareness. But it's so true that the goal here, the total goal, is just complete control over every aspect of your life. You'll never be able to save money, and your funds will be turned on and off based on your social credit score, which, as we all know, we're seeing the beginnings of right now. I mean, isn't the idea of the central bank digital currency hugely unpopular with the majority of Americans? And if people do resist this, do you think they can still push it through and force CBDCs to be implemented through maybe the destruction of blockchain solutions?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, there is no public support for this at all. How many people have you heard say, hey, I wish I had a central bank digital currency? It was a total non-issue for people, completely unpopular idea. And if people understood the implications, there would be not just no support for it, there would be maybe even an outright revolt. But what they hope to do is back us into a corner and force us to accept this. Again, eventually, you know, I think they'll roll this out in parallel with cash. And after they get the bugs worked out, they'll start demonizing cash more and more. It's a tool for terrorists. It's a tool for white supremacists. It's a tool for tax cheats and drug dealers and pimps and things like this. In an effort to kind of stigmatize the use of cash, a lot can be done to resist this. And we must resist this because, again, once the door on this cage shuts, it's not going to be opened again. We have to stop it.
We have to stop it. Let's play a clip from Tony Blair last week at the World Economic Forum admitting this is all to control you. I got like 15 clips. I said 10 clips. I have 15 of these. Here it is.
The technology and the digital infrastructure, I just want to emphasize how important I think that is. Because in the end, you need the data. You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple shots. So you've got to have, for reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital
infrastructure. That's the node for all the control.
And many countries don't have that. In fact, most countries don't have that.
All right, let's go ahead and go to clip 34. This is Ardern, the disgraced Prime Minister of New Zealand, now is the anti-free speech czar of the WEF. Listen to her about, oh, we love free speech, but we've got to control it. She lied about everything. Said, don't look at a sunset. Remember that? Don't talk to your neighbors. This is a monstrous meth head witch, in my opinion. Here she is.
This week we launched an initiative alongside companies and nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that...
Back it up 5 seconds. This literal witch is saying we need to understand misinformation, disinformation. She's the biggest liar ever. Continue.
Nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. But while I cannot tell you today...
Remember the clip of her saying, don't listen to any other information. The shots totally protect you. Take them, they're great. The only true information you get is from us. Remember that clip? I mean, the woman is a literal demon joke. The protege of Klaus Schwab. He says she's the best woman the best man is Justin Trudeau. I mean, just listen to this monster.
Challenge, I can say with complete certainty that we cannot ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value. After all, how do
you... Again, back it up 10 seconds. The norms of murdering us with poison shots, open borders, GMO, 5G. I mean, they're literally, you have nothing to lose. Here's what I want to say. You have nothing to lose but resistance. They're cutting your power off. They're brainwashing your children. Your borders are wide open. They are at war with you. And they put Governor Hochul and her up there, little weak women, because epigenetically, you see a woman, you think mommy. You think not threatening. It's a front, folks. These are spokespersons for cold-blooded killers who decided to write us all off. Well, I'm writing off Bill Gates, and I'm writing off Klaus Schwab, and I'm telling them right now. And I know they don't care because they're psychotic murderers. They just love the satanic energy of killing people. You're never going to get away with it, scumbags. We know who you are. All your efforts have failed. Try your AI. We'll hit the streets. We're already doing it. And I just call the listeners to realize it isn't words when I say how important you are. It isn't words. It's truth. You are the answer. You are the resistance. You are the answer to 1984 tyranny. You are 1776. And I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. I don't know how all this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. This is a test of whose side you're on. Finish with that witch.
Not ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value. After all, how do you successfully end a war if people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal but noble?
That's enough of her. I'm going to end you with Waylon Jennings, Sunday Night Live. 6 to 8 p.m. is coming up with special guest. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw them in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way.
The only way they know how. Stop following their laws. They're your enemy.
That's just a little bit more than the law.
When the law is tyranny, resistance is the prerogative. Adam's coming up, Maria Z, St. Ange. It's a big night. Everybody know, tune in now. The only way they know how. But that's just a little bit more.
That's just a little bit more than the law.
The law's death. We're against the law.
I'm a good old boy.
You know my mama loves me.
You know my mama loves me. But you don't understand, they keep a show in my hands and not my face on TV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.